Canada's National Energy Board is undertaking a review of their Arctic exploration and drilling regulations. Scott Geddick is the NEB's project manager for Arctic Offshore Drilling Review. He says a review of policies was originally scheduled for 2009.
Following the unfortunate situation in the Gulf of Mexico, the board set aside the review of the policy on the same season relief wells and expanded the scope of the review to look at the best available information on offshore drilling. And any specifics I can't speculate on, but that will all be a matter that's looked at within the context of the public review.
Since the 1970s, Canada's Arctic Energy Development Policy has required that companies applying to explore and drill in Canadian Arctic waters must have contingency plans in place that would enable them to drill a relief well within the same season a primary well is drilled in order to respond to a blowout. The Montreal Gazette recently reported that briefing notes for the NEB chairman's address to a legislative committee contained documents that said drilling a relief well would likely take 3 years rather than being accomplished in the same season as required. Geddick says the notes did not refer to a specific situation, but rather was a scenario raised in the context of questioning about the policy. He says the current regulation clearly requires same-season relief well drilling.
Now, as for the specific timing of the well, the equipment and the availability of the equipment and the timing of that well is one of the project-specific considerations that would be addressed in any application that was made for an offshore well.
Geddick says Canada has had only one Arctic project proposal in the last 20 years called Devon-Pactoa, applied for in 2004. He says currently there are no active wells in the Canadian Arctic or applications pending before the National Energy Board. Alongside the U.S. federal government's restructuring of the Minerals Management Service, the National Academy of Engineering and the National Research Council is pulling together 10 experts from around the country to review and analyze everything related to the Deepwater Horizon blowout in order to prevent future disasters. Alaska is undertaking its own review, examining all regulations and statutes related to ultra-deep drilling and offshore activity.